From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 8 people were killed Tuesday, and more than a dozen others were injured when a man drove a rented truck onto a busy bike path in New York City. VOA's Tina Trun has the details.
Around 3 o'clock Eastern today, in Lower Manhattan, a driver veered from the West Side Highway into a bicycle lane heading southbound on the West Side Highway and struck cyclists and pedestrians who were on this pathway that runs alongside the West Side Highway. From what we know so far, 6 people died on the scene. 2 people were transported to a nearby hospital and were pronounced dead at the hospital.
James O'Neill, the police commissioner of the city of New York, had these details to add.
At Chambers Street, the truck collided with a school bus, injuring 2 adults and 2 children. After the collision, the driver of the truck, a 29-year-old male, exited the vehicle brandishing 2 handguns. A uniformed police officer assigned to the 1st Precinct confronted the subject and shot him in the abdomen. The subject was wounded and transported to a local hospital.
Law enforcement officials, who refused to be identified, told media outlets the suspect was a 29-year-old immigrant from Uzbekistan named Saifullo Saipov, who entered the United States in 2010. Mayor Bill de Blasio said the city would not be intimidated, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo called it a lone wolf attack and said there was no evidence to suggest it was part of a wider plot. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media for more. This is VOA News. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga said Tuesday he harshly criticized an election rerun in which President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner. Odinga said it should be scrapped in favor of yet another vote and that the opposition would continue to protest in the streets.
To cut short the long story of a sham and fraudulent exercise, we reiterate that this election must not stand.
The opposition leader, who boycotted the October 26 vote, hinted that his supporters could appeal to the nation's highest court to nullify a presidential election for the 2nd time since August. Removed Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont gave a press conference in Brussels just days after Madrid quashed his declaration of independence. Jacob Greaves has more.
Some members of the government travelled to Brussels with me as the legitimate president to make the European institutions aware of the Catalan problem and to denounce here the politicisation of Spanish justice, the absence of impartiality.
Here, Puigdemont said he was not seeking asylum in Belgium, putting to bed widespread speculation. But he's still chosen a Flemish lawyer with history fighting extradition cases against Spain.
Spain's prosecutor has called for charges of rebellion to be laid against Charles Puigdemont. That could mean up to 30 years in prison. Beijing and Seoul have agreed to work swiftly to get relations back on track following a year-long standoff over the deployment of a U.S. anti-missile system in South Korea known as THAAD. Samantha Vadas explains how the rift began.
The THAAD setup in South Korea has infuriated Beijing, which claims its powerful radar could be used to spy on China. But Seoul and Washington insist the system will only be used to protect the South from a potential rocket from Kim Jong-un. Last year's rollout of THAAD in the South triggered a heavy diplomatic spat between Beijing and Seoul, and for the past 12 months, China has been on a mission to punish its neighbour, cutting off businesses and cultural links and crippling several South Korean companies operating on its turf.
China on Tuesday said it respects South Korea's security needs. Seoul also announced at the same time that President Xi Jinping and Moon Jae-in would meet one-on-one on the sidelines of next month's APEC summit, where North Korea will be a top item on the agenda. Syrians hoping to return to Raqqa, now that the city has been liberated from the clutches of the Islamic State terror group, are being told to wait indefinitely. Coalition officials say the problem comes from potentially thousands of improvised explosive devices and booby traps littered across the city, some already taking a toll. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.